I don't think your ass should be leaking like that.
Santa, my pebbles. Yeah.
Saturday?
It is.
Still Saturday.
10:34 p.m.
Let me get a little Saturday high five. Let me get that. So where were you?
My hands are so warm. Mine are cold.
It's because I'm a man.
I think I need to put them up my butt.
Oh, that's not how you get your hands warm.
I want to get my drink.
Go get your drink.
Go talk to the people.
It's nature's pocket.
What?
Your butt.
I think your door, the locks are not working on your door, because someone's in here.
I'm trying to tell you that your butt is like nature's pocket.
And who are you?
I'm Erica.
Hey, everyone, it's Erica. She's back here in the studio. Hi. Ben, I got some big news for you.
What? Ben, what?
You better get ready for this. You sitting down?
I right now I am.
Because I can't see you too well. Erica and I,
what?
Yeah. I'm getting married.
What?
Yes.
What?
On the moon.
On the moon?
Yeah.
Oh, because they're putting that space station up there?
Yeah, there's a new project by NASA.
Moon base?
Yeah, they have a new moon base. Can we live on the moon, and can we get married there?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
I don't see why not.
Because the moon doesn't exist.
What?
It's fake. The moon is fake. Just like baseball fake. And...
football.
Shakespeare. Shakespeare's fake. He never even living.
Yeah, I heard it was like 1,000 monkeys on a couple of typewriters.
Yeah, right? They just, like, fought for position on the typewriter, and every time they punch each other, they accidentally hit the right keys.
Yeah, the Shakespeare key.
Wow.
So, check us out on the moon, 2007.
Coming at ya.
We're dropping it like it's hot on the moon. Do things get hot on the moon?
It doesn't fall very quickly.
No.
I'm not on the dark side of the moon. On the dark side of the moon, it's cold.
Again with your ass. I don't know, it was really bad.
What?
That was horrible. So where were you today?
I went to Brooklyn.
With a BK?
Burger King.
What'd you get at Burger King?
Got a Whopper and some fries.
And E. coli?
Onion rings. Got those onion rings there.
Did you get E. coli from them?
No. That's from fucking Taco Bell.
Yeah, but who knows, Burger King could be next.
Mm-mm. They got the king on their side.
That's, oh my god, I didn't even think of that. He probably makes rules about E. coli.
Yes, he's like,
henceforth, there will never be E. coli in the walls of the Burger King.
That was a good impression of him.
Yeah, because
he... Too bad he doesn't talk. Telepathic, Joe, everyone knows this.
Really? Is that how you decide to go to Burger King?
Mm-hmm.
You just hear like...
No, I went to Brooklyn, I didn't go to Burger King. I wish I did.
What is in Brooklyn?
The museum.
Is there a tree? It grows there, I heard.
A tree in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
No trees.
Did you visit our friends, Jamie and Kyle?
No.
From Naughty Karate?
No.
Did you visit our friends, Colleen and,
Annie.
Annie. Oh, excuse me, I almost called her Amber.
Speaking of Amber, no, I didn't visit them. But I went to the Brooklyn Museum and saw some really cool stuff.
Penises, right?
There were a bunch.
How many penises did you see?
Okay, let's see. There's the big one. There was the other one. There's the dead guy's penis.
Dead penis.
Oh, that's awesome.
You would
yeah,
say
three.
That.
Yeah, three.
Three penises?
There's probably more. Wait. We didn't go
three
all
peni?
The way.
Yeah, I was gonna ask Erica that. What's plural for penis?
Penises.
Penises.
Peni.
I think peni sounds funny, but it's probably
vaginas.
Vaginas.
I see a lot of vaginas. You could say that.
I couldn't.
Alright, anyway. Getting back to Amber. Left us a voicemail.
Speaking of Amber.
Yeah.
She left us a voicemail.
She did.
Why didn't you bring that up?
But there's something wrong with it.
What?
Amber turned into a robot.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Say it ain't so.
Is that why she hasn't called in a while? She's been going through robo surgery?
Yeah. You gotta check this out.
Let's check it out.
Hey, boys. It's me, Amber. Yeah. I lost my phone for like a month. Then I broke my iPod. So I was all out of the loop. And now I'm back in it. Back in the loop. And I'm going to be in New York on Monday. Next week.
that.
Yo!
It's Amber.
It's Amber.
It's
Robo.
What happened?
I think we need to pay our phone bill.
What? They make us pay for that shit now? Mm-hmm. You know, you think people are trying to be nice when they give you things. A case in point today, when I was at one of the malls I frequent, buying
you go to the mall?
Presents for people who may be in this room. Your dog.
Me?
Yeah.
Whaley?
This guy.
Whaley's extremely
this
close
is why
to the
we
mic.
Can't have nice things.
This guy comes up to me. Well, not comes up to me. He was standing behind a counter. Mm-hmm. You know these cell phone guys? He goes, sir.
Sir.
So I'm like, all right, somebody calls me sir. I'm going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're over 18, right? So I immediately knew. I should have this conversation as fast as I can.
No.
And like
what'd
a jerk,
answer?
I said yes, because I wasn't thinking fast enough. Oh, what kind of phone you got? So I said a crappy one. Oh, really? Let me see.
Oh, that's the wrong thing
Joe,
to say.
Joe, what's wrong with you?
No, because...
The best phone in the world, thank you. Goodbye.
Let me see it. I said, I don't
you
have it on.
You wouldn't have said anything like this had Ben or I been around.
Yeah, I probably would have said something wise-ash-ish. So I said, I don't have it on me.
Probably
would have
went, nah, I don't use cellular technologies. I use teleportation. But that doesn't help you. Use telepathy.
So I've been like, it's right here, bitch. And I'm going to put my finger up to my ear. Pretend like it's built in, like in some spy movie. Or my watch.
Telepathy.
All right, so next time I'll do that. Yeah, so he's trying to give me a free phone, right? Yeah. Probably would have charged me later on in life.
Free phone, but you got to pay for the service.
Yeah, for like years.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Erica, cut that out.
Sorry.
Bailey.
No, that was it. I was just trying to say he was trying to give me a free phone. Oh. And then he'd probably make me pay for it, like our phone bill. But we got to fix that, because it sounds like either Amber is a robot or under the sea.
Under the sea.
Do-do-do-do.
Under the sea.
Because,
darling is but oh.
Sorry. At first, I thought it was just Amber, but we got this other voicemail, and...
What? We got another one?
We got another one that sounds just like that. Right. Play it.
This name is Joe Clinton. I haven't called in a while, but I still want to talk to you in the episode of Joe Burbage Clinton famous ribs.
George Clooney. George Clooney.
He really likes you.
He does.
He's got a little crush on you.
More than a crush.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Are you guys going to have a moon wedding?
Mm-mm.
Lunar?
Mars.
You always got to one-up me, you know?
Mars attacks. Me and George Clooney attack Mars.
You get him. You guys would probably win really quick. Unless there's aliens underneath the Martian.
Oh my god.
Surface.
Shut up.
Alright.
With big brains?
Yeah, why do aliens have big brains?
Because they're higher intelligence.
Oh, I'm scared.
Just because they're up in the air doesn't make them higher intelligence. Erica doesn't like aliens.
Uh-uh.
Illegal aliens.
Oh.
She hates them.
That's not true.
Really? You like them? So you're saying you're for illegal immigration? See?
I don't hate anybody.
Yeah, you're right. You're too nice.
Except for Vin Diesel.
I'm sorry about this, Erica, but Vin Diesel called up.
Oh,
no!
Play it for her. She's
gonna
be so pissed.
I'm gonna have to bleach my ears.
Okay, here it is.
Vin Diesel.
Erica,
okay.
This is Vin Diesel. I make movies. And I love me some ladies. Call me back. Vin Diesel Hotline.
To repeat this message, 1-1-2-6.
Yeah, he called.
God damn it.
Directly to Erica, too. That's so weird.
I hate him. He's always calling me. And I tell him all the time, stop calling me. I hate you.
He's like, oh, the things I do for my cell phone plan.
Bailey.
Is Vin Diesel your least favorite actor or person?
Both. I hate him.
Double threat.
Double trouble.
He sucks.
Double jeopardy.
Absolutely sucks.
Who do you hate the most in life? Shit, I just set myself up so much.
I don't know, I wouldn't go for something easy like that.
Like your mom?
Yeah, I was gonna do it. Damn you. Oh, okay.
She's easy.
Hmm.
By easy, I mean she has sex with many men.
You're ruining it.
It's terrible.
Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah, I hate him pretty much.
Yeah, he sucks.
I hate him. I hate the little dick with the bow tie.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I hate that guy, too.
So he
Tucker
Carlson. Yeah. It sounds like he'd be cool with that name. Tucker.
No, sorry.
Carlson.
No.
Sounds
like a white dude.
Funny. Isn't he?
Yeah.
I hate... It's a tie between President Bush and Mr.
Bailey, Florida. Get away from the mic.
Get away, Bailey. Here, I'm going to throw him and tease it. No, I want this one. That's good. I hate President Bush or Mr. Florio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Speaking of Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
While we were setting up some of our...
Bailey.
Stop it, Bailey. You're not part of the show. You're not part of the team.
Bless you.
Ow. Thank you.
Hard sneeze?
Yeah.
When we were just, you know, setting up for the show.
Yeah.
A little discussion about snacks.
We did.
And the snacks we heart.
Yeah.
I heart cheese nips.
Ow!
Bless you. That's two.
Ow. Thank you. Usually they come in threes.
You said something about not liking pretzels?
I like pretzels. Mm. I'm just, you know, yeah. Mm. I'm okay. I'm all right with them.
Erica?
I like pretzels.
I wouldn't, you know,
like... I like Andy's.
Okay. I like soft pretzels. Really, I love soft pretzels. As for the hard ones, if I had... Shut up. If I had, like, a bag of pretzels and some chips...
You pick chips?
I would go with the chips.
I'd go pretzels.
Hi.
I wouldn't eat either.
This is where me and you differ.
It's the only thing.
I probably wouldn't pick either.
What would you pick?
Well, what kind of chips are they?
Like crinkle cut?
No.
Regular?
No.
Vin Diesel.
Ugh.
Vin Diesel makes chips?
Yeah. Bobby's new Vin Diesel chips.
I hate him. They're probably awesome. Those are the he probably sells the chips that have the Olestra in them and they give you diarrhea.
Anal leakage.
Oh my god, anal leakage out the wazoo. Which is really, really bad.
the anus. The wazoo, right?
It has to be. Wait, is the wazoo?
I guess
the butthole?
Yeah.
God, I know you love when Ben says that, so it'll be even better when I say
butthole.
It.
Butthole.
I love it best, actually, when George Clooney says it. Oh, that's gross. Speaking of getting AIDS from George Clooney.
What?
Oh, my God.
He's being honored soon.
What?
Yeah. Or I think he already had...
Did he die?
It was sort of like a roast, almost.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that he died.
He didn't die.
Of AIDS, huh?
He didn't die of AIDS.
Oh, who
he's
did?
Being roasted, I think.
Cannibalism?
Yeah, they should stop roasting people.
Yeah, that's... eating people. Did you know that's where barbecue came from?
From people?
Barbecue is the best way to cook a human.
I did know that. You told me.
Yeah, I saw it on the History Channel, actually.
The what?
The History Channel.
What's the History Channel?
It's this channel where they show cool stuff about history.
Never heard of it.
It's cool.
Never heard of this new channel thing. I don't know what that means.
I'm going to go on our MySpace page. Hopefully this doesn't quit on us.
Okay, because we have something to read.
We got some comments.
A little comment here.
Did we?
No, I'm not...
I mean, did you guys?
We just had technical difficulties.
Yeah, Ben just got soda on his eyes.
Did I laugh?
You got to talk this way, then. You're not facing the mic.
I laughed. And while I was drinking soda, or root beer...
Soda?
Soda. I was drinking some soda.
Some
Sprite flavored Coke.
Oh.
Your faces change when you talk that way.
Soda.
Really? Yeah, like you really. You do the same face.
But look at his face.
Shut up. Look at my glasses. They're all fucked up. I gotta get something to whiten.
He needs new glasses.
He probably misses his old glasses.
All right, I'll talk while you're gone. Yeah. Adam gave us a MySpace comment, but we're not going to see it yet, because every time we try to start up the internet, when we're using this particular computer in the house, stops our show. Our show stops.
Stops completely.
We stop talking.
And then you lose all the information. Some of the information?
I don't know. We'll never know. It's a mystery. It's bigger than the mystery of The Great Muppet Caper.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
The baseball big mystery. Diamond?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with that diamond? Like, what was that guy's big scheme to get that diamond for? Riches? Was he going to get rich off it?
I don't know. It was pretty big.
He's pretty stupid if the Muppets are able to foil him. Like, how bad of a crook...
You know what I was thinking about?
What?
I was thinking about the Muppets' 12 Days of Christmas song.
I wasn't thinking about that.
You need to think of that.
Sounds like Jesus.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm going to think of it.
You can think of it?
Ben's missing out on what we're thinking of.
What?
We're thinking about something.
All right, I'm going to try right, this again.
Don't say that thing about his mom again, because that was really mean.
What?
What?
Slander.
When did you get a mother? Now, I'm not so familiar with this this internet thing here, the tubes and the...
Yeah, I know.
This must be on the, what, the new, the YouTube? Some the, did we get something on the YouTube?
Some of the parents or the email? Call it the MeTube when they say the YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, they think that you have a YouTube.
Ben, is this similar to the emails?
Oh, that and the MySpace.
It is similar.
This is similar to the emails, Erica. That's what we got.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the emails. Yeah. That's how famous we are.
What's
could,
email?
You can even call us.
What? Stop it. Stop lying to everyone.
You can call us. 718-304-7853. You call that number, you tell us...
You sound like a Robo Amber.
Yeah, you sound like Robo Amber. Dun, 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 dun.
Maybe it was her phone.
No, because didn't you hear George Clooney?
Oh.
Did you not hear George Clooney talking about Ben's
asshole? I blocked that out.
No, he did.
It was a little awkward.
All right, it looks like Ben's up on up and running here on the internet web.
Okay, we got a lot, actually. We got a lot of comments.
All right, you want to read some of them?
Okay, from Spencer.
I think the mic's got to get closer to you. We're all going to come closer now. Let's all huddle in, guys.
Sure we're I'm still cold. Recording.
Hmm? Mm. I hope so, because we're doing a show here.
Yeah.
Okay. What is this? Is this a computer? I've heard so much about these.
We got from Spencer, this guy right here. See him?
Yeah, pointing. I see him. Okay. I see him.
Said, hey, hair. Guys, I thought I would comment you. Love the show. It's awesome. Multiplied by a dillion. And he's got a picture of Mayomato and...
Ayawata.
And they're holding up a DS, and it's printing lots and lots of money.
Because it's awesome, the DS. It's a great system.
It prints money.
Why doesn't mine do that?
I don't know.
Probably because I don't understand the principles of a dillion. Mm. All right, I'll read the next one. It says, I heart Snuggles.
Yeah, you know who that is? Naomi.
I can't see her face mirror. It's Naomi. Oh.
See?
Oh, and she's commenting about your game and our last show.
Glasses are still fucked up.
Probably your game. Get new glasses. So, Ben, you sure you don't want that piranha on your testicles?
I'm pretty sure.
You want the monkey hitting you in the balls for 5 minutes?
No, I wanted the piranha.
It says, you sure you don't want that piranha?
Well, I want the piranha.
All right, well, stupid choice. I'll take the monkey.
Adam commented with the picture.
Is that who I think it is?
It's your dad. Abe Froman, Sausage King Chicago t-shirt.
Good comment and t-shirt, Adam.
We should get that t-shirt. Another comment from Naomi.
Actually, Ben, the monkey the monkey beating lasted for 24 hours and left you infertile. In fact, here comes one now.
Oh no, it's a monkey.
Oh god, turn it off. Turn off the internet.
Wait, we gotta check out this Adam picture. Huh. Do you know who that is?
It looks like Mr. Ventura.
Mm-mm.
That's who it looks like from here.
That would be awesome, but no.
Hey, and look at Adam's thing. It says, hey, kill yourself.
That's very funny.
That is so Adam.
Yeah.
Let me talk to
you. Hey, what's this going on?
Is Adam a fan of Lost?
I guess so.
It's coming back.
When?
Your birthday. Your 25th birthday. Ben is going to be so fucking old, I heard.
You don't know who this is.
No, I can't.
It's your dad!
What is my dad doing with Adam Geller?
If it's hell.
Oh, that's the other
That's a different picture, yeah. Is Adam using a Mac?
Yeah, Adam loves the Mac.
When did he transfer?
He's using the same pictures.
Come on, who is this?
I don't know.
Who is this?
Click on it, let me see.
Omar?
Who is that?
That's, Anthony.
No, it's your dad!
Oh, my dad does not look like Anthony from Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, you got...
He looks terrible.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's local, terrible. Adam does the same pose for every picture, and I wish I could do it.
You wish you could do the same pose?
Yeah, he's got this awesome, like, almost, like Sergeant Slaughter.
Love him.
He's giving you a little Slaughter time. He's saying, respect. Respect, bitch.
favorite wrestler all time?
I think we do this every week, but I'm going to go with... Alright, favorite wrestler
of this week.
Okay. Coco Beware.
Papa Shanga. Oh, for me.
It's a good one. Erica? For this week, you can change things.
I'm going
week.
With Jake the Snake.
What? Jake the Snake Roberts, my arch enemy.
Ben hates you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why do you like him? He's such an ass.
Because he carried a snake.
He should have won every match just because he had snakes. A snake.
I like snakes too. I just don't like Jake.
You know who would have lost every time in a match against Jake Snake?
Who?
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, because he hates Jake.
He fucking hates snakes.
He hates people named Jake.
That's what the new Indiana Jones movie is about. It's called Indiana Jones and the Temple of Jakes. He just walks in and shoots Jakes.
Oh my god.
The snakes. And Jake Lloyd.
Are you ready? Oh, are you ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm ready for tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Tomorrow is, I think... You're gonna be naked?
Gonna be naked.
For most of the day?
Pretty much.
I have some work to do in the morning before I see your penis.
Alright.
Okay? Here's my schedule for tomorrow. Wake up, have breakfast, do work, see Ben's penis, watch the Jet game.
The Jets are playing.
Jets are playing tomorrow.
I'm so glad Sunday I have to work.
Football?
You ready for some football?
Love Big Stink.
Let me tell you, Ben is the biggest football fan ever because he loves how much sense it makes. Ben and I, when we used to frequent Hooters on Saturdays and they'd show college football.
When did we go there?
On Saturdays. I'd try to explain football to him. Because, you know, that's what you do at Hooters. You watch football. You're sitting there going, how does football work? Must have been some ugly Hooters girls that day.
Oh my god.
So I'm like, well, and... I'm a football fan, so listening to me explain the rules of football, I realized, wow, football's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Ben's like, so how do you, like, win? I'm like, well, you can score a touchdown. And he goes, that's 7 points. And I go, no, that's 6 points. And then you gotta kick another point. You gotta kick a field goal to get another point.
Yeah.
Or you could go and do another play and get 2 points. Or if you don't make it into the end zone, you could kick it for three.
These rules up.
So Ben's like, these rules are dumb. I agree with him.
Do you believe in censorship?
I believe in Santa Claus. No, I believe in motherfucking cunt Santa Claus. Shit, diarrhea balls.
Oh my god.
Censor what?
Censorship.
Do I believe in a ruling body of censorship? No. I think anything put out there is art, and it's up to your discretion to see it. So... I do believe, though, that, you know, you don't expose children to crazy-ass things. That's up to you to censor the children.
It's the parent.
Right.
Because we're having this thing in at school.
Boop.
What?
I censored you. Cursed. Bad joke. Bad joke.
We have this thing in the studio. Someone put, like, a big piece of paper, and you just draw on it, like people will come in and you draw.
They walk up and they go, hey, draw.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that guy. Mike Kessler.
Love him too.
And this one kid drew some offensive material.
How offensive?
It was a finger going into a vagina. I believe that's what it was. I didn't see it uncensored. I saw it censored. Someone drew a skirt on the vagina.
I hate vagina skirts.
Don't you think that's wrong?
I do.
Yeah, because that's somebody's work. Yeah. Somebody probably worked really hard.
The whole thing is, it's a jam. It's like a cartooning jam. You can just draw whatever you want.
You're not jazz musicians.
Yeah, we are.
What?
Yeah.
It's only alright if the artist himself
did
it to it. Which I'm guessing in this case it's not.
No, he's kind of pissed off, alright?
Erica censored. I had a big WWF calendar and it had China on it. Erica censored her boobs.
Oh.
Yeah, needs but. To be censored. Wait.
Wait, they were exposed breasts?
No. It was a joke because at that time, Right to Censor was another faction. And it was funny because I was playing off of that.
China also has a penis.
No.
Did you see that sex tape?
Should have censored that.
Her penis?
Oh my god. It's the grossest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. She has a penis. I'm dead serious. She has a penis.
I know.
You sure that wasn't just X-Pac?
No, seriously, she has a penis.
That's really
gross.
Creepy.
It's gross.
We already knew that. If I had the clip, we'd show the DX Home video.
Oh, man.
We have the real DX Home video that we didn't make. We have it. Can you see China peeing in my toilet?
Oh my god.
Was that me?
I think that was you.
That is funny.
We also
I forgot about that.
Also stood out in the front lawn basically naked with a nothing but an American flag.
Yeah, that was funny.
Hiding our jimmies.
Our chocolate heads.
Chocolate heads. Oh, go ahead and give me some chocolate heads on that.
Yeah.
Alright, I think I'm ready to play some Wii.
No.
Good one.
What's up with Amber not liking the Wii?
Yeah, I didn't comment on that because I was very angry that she didn't like the
Amber,
Wii.
Amber, when you're coming to New York, coming over to my house.
That's right.
Playing with my Wii. No.
Ah! Dope.
We gotta say our email address and stuff. Don't say dope cheese.
Oh, and we have another call.
We do? Why are you winking?
Because Erica's here, we can actually have a female call.
Okay. Is China calling?
I think it's China. Okay. I think, I'm just getting this in here. It's China.
We're getting an Al Jazeera tape?
What? Again?
Yeah. That too. Let's play that.
Okay.
What?
Play it.
You really fucked it up.
I'm China. I have a penis. Dope cheese.
Who's China?
She's got a penis.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Nobody ever told me that joke.
I just said that.
I never heard that. That's new to me.
Alright.
That's brand new.
Let's go play some Wii.
Yeah.
Call us at 718-304 7853. And email us at iHeartSnacks@gmail.com. Check out our blogspot at
iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com or itsworf.blogspot.com.
Yeah, how come no one's commented on that, huh?
Because every time someone tries to, he goes and kicks them in the head.
It's worf.blogspot.com.
I check Worf's blogspot.
We check out the creators of benzadork.com.
I'm redoing my website. I got it.
You have a website?
Yeah, benzadork.com.
That is beautiful.
It's weird. I thought there's a whole bunch of creators doing that.
It's board of creators.
There's no creators. It's just me.
Thank you, creators of that. That's what people used to call us.
I hear they're good, the creators.
Yeah. They're right. Called the robot.
Who?
They're called the robot.
Oh, wait, do I pretend to know that?
I don't know.
I know that.
I don't know, Joe.
All right. This was a great show. Thanks for coming, Erica. I can't wait to see you on the moon.
Thanks.
Check us out. 2007. Moonwedding.com.
Moonbase!
In fact, you know what? Sorry, you should have ended on that, but I think I'm going to start moonwedding.blogspot.com. Doing it tonight. All right. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
I need some cocaine.